Evening. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this passage and help us to glean what you want us to hear from this passage this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Robin kicked off our series on the second letter of Paul to Timothy 2 weeks ago. This letter was Paul's last. It was written from a prison cell. Now, this imprisonment was not like the one during which he wrote several of his other letters, including 1 Timothy. That was a form of house arrest in Rome, where Paul had considerable freedom to receive visitors. And from the biblical evidence pieced together from his letters, it seems that Paul was released for a time from this period of house arrest, and he continued with his missionary work before eventually being re-arrested, probably in Asia, the province of Asia, probably Ephesus. He was re-arrested, taken to Rome, and confined to a cell where he was chained up and was clearly not in the best of health. He was cold. He was aware that he was probably going to be executed at some point. And that's the background to his second letter to Timothy. Later on in chapter 4, he asks Timothy to send a cloak, which he had to leave behind, and some scrolls and parchments that he left at Troas. So possibly he was arrested at Troas, if not Ephesus, and perhaps he had to leave those behind. So Paul is at the end of his life now, and he's writing to someone who he regards as a dear son.